It's the Baby Wants Candy podcast with me, John Hartman.
I'm Chris Gray.
I'm Ashley Ward.
And that's Dan Wessels on the keys. And I'm on the sleigh bells, believe it or not.
Oh, killing it on those sleigh bells.
It must be a special holiday edition.
It is our second holiday spectacular.
Tis the season.
To do Molly.
Oh, yeah.
That was my second bad joke of the day. Only second.
Second?
Are we keeping a tally?
I am. Ted Tally.
Who's that?
He wrote
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Oh.
He also wrote a play called K2 about people climbing up K2.
Mm. Wonderful.
Yep. Only the most modern of references on this podcast.
Okay.
Well, we're getting excited about the holidays. They're right around the corner. They are upon us.
Yeah. Do you guys still make lists or ask for presents?
Yes.
You do?
My family asks for lists.
Mine does too.
And it's a real stressor and a hassle. This year, they haven't asked as much, so I don't know if they're just not getting anything or they're just like, I don't care. You get what you get.
Yeah, I find it as a struggle as you get older.
Are they good at following your lists?
Generally, and like the person that's really hard is my husband, Nate. I'll be like, Nate, you got to tell me some stuff you want. And he never comes up with anything. And then I have to like really like prompt him and get him to a place where he will say stuff.
Ooh, let's do a quick consult because he probably doesn't listen to this podcast.
No. He's very unsupportive.
What's like on your short list for this year for Nate Starkey?
For Nate, well, we don't normally exchange gifts.
Oh,
but I decided for me and him, I always get the list for like my family and stuff. But this year we decided because it's our 20th Christmas together.
Oh.
I decided, thank you for the awes earned. I said we're going to exchange gifts, and I was thinking about getting him a Fitbit. The Blaze, I think. It's one that's like
a little
waterproof.
More yeah.
A waterproof one so he can swim with it because he likes to swim.
Oh.
But then I was also thinking like, oh, maybe I'll just get him some smaller things. Like I was going to get him an olive oil drizzler.
The way you said that just made it sound something. I don't know.
Well, it was going to be like...
Olive oil drizzler.
Well, it would be like several things. An olive oil drizzler would be one of
several. Wait, what's an olive oil drizzler?
It's like the one that has the little... There's like a little notch at the top so that you can like drizzle.
Oh,
okay. So you're not just like...
Yes, yes, yes.
Horking
yes.
it out of the... the big old container.
Yeah, I think that's what it says on the box at Sur La Table when you get it. It just says, so you're not horking oil.
You don't want to be horking oil all over your stuff because I feel like sometimes he's a little heavy handed on the pour.
On the horking?
On the he horks it a little harder than
he
I do.
He horks.
He horks.
Horking out the drizzler sounds like the second most offensive thing Paula Deen ever said.
Horking out the drizzler.
And this is a good time to remind us all that everything you're hearing, all the music, everything we're singing is completely improvised. We're going to just do some new Christmas songs / carols that don't exist.
Yeah, things you hear around holiday time.
Yeah.
You might hear it in a Macy's.
Yeah, yeah. Or in the barbershop.
Yeah, you know,
those
Ashley's barbershop.
Yeah, those are two places I hang out.
Ashley, I haven't even commented on your beautiful new bowl cut.
Thank you.
She looks like Dennis the Menace.
I kept the bowl on. Still have it.
Yeah.
Wearing it as a hat.
So these are just going to be songs. We're going to go right into the song. Let's get a suggestion.
Okay. We asked, what is your best worst holiday tradition? And Maria Morris, one of our fans from Chicago, wrote in... At Christmas dinner, my brother and sister and I all put jumbo black olives on our fingers and then pretended we just got manicures.
What?
It's a tradition?
Wonderful Christmas tradition. Sweeping all of the land, this Christmas condiment tray on
cozy up and warm and tight. Looking for a way to make this a perfect Christmas night. Well, if you're wondering who in this home you can trust, well, look at the people with black fingers. It's all of us.
Christmas condiment tray on my hair.
Christmas condiment tray on my hand.
It's a look that is sweeping the land. Christmas
condiment tray on my hand.
Well, all through the year, I look at my life and I think that it's the pits. My life is full of problems and my face is full of zits. But around Christmas time, I turn myself into the handsomest kid you've seen, oh. Because I get my nails done and the style is maraschino.
Christmas condiment trail on my hand. Christmas condiment trail on my hand.
It's really sweeping the land this Christmas.
Condiment trail.
I just realized that maraschinos are cherries.
They are. Oh, Maria? Maria, thank you
Maria.
So much for your, Maria, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for your suggestion.
That was great.
That was, what a fun tradition.
Yeah. Have you gotten really bad gifts that you remember?
Yeah. We would do this gift exchange in my dad's side of the family in 1 year. Or maybe, yeah, I think it was from the gift exchange. And it was like a $25 or less gift. And my cousin, who's very sweet, but is also very religious, got me a necklace that had a cross on it that was maybe like 5 inches tall, like a humongous, heavy, not actual silver, but silver colored cross necklace. And I was like, this feels like it's for fighting off vampires, not like just for casual wear.
And she gave you a bag of garlic as well.
And a steak.
I mean, to be fair, it looks good on you.
Well, see, you right know now, what? Waste not, want not. I mean, the only necklace
we
I
did
have
to edit out the big clunking sounds as it hit the microphone every time you swung forward.
I mean, it's weird that you're not wearing a top to go with it, but
well, you don't need one when you've got a 5-inch cross around your neck and between your tetons. What about y'all? Have you gotten any?
I've given a poor gift.
Oh. Intentionally or
self-awareness?
Were you throwing some shade? Or?
No. So you know, in high school. Well, in theater in general, often you get a gift for the director.
Yes.
Where, you know, and so in high school, the director is always like a teacher. So often if the kids are proactive, they'll pull some money and get the teacher a gift. And so 1 year, our drama department was very serious. And 1 year for, I believe it was like near the one act play contest in Texas, we decided to get the teacher a gift. And one of the other kids was tasked with purchasing the gift. So previous gifts had been like something related to the play that was just engraved. Right. There's a lot of things remembered trips.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
So that's almost always what it was. Well, this time we collected money and then none of us knew what the present was. And then like after opening night, the teacher opened it up and it was a ceramic bald eagle that rotated and played the song Born Free, like as a little music box thing, which was to
wonderful.
Us, we were all just kind of like, oh, it's not great, but it's like, but our teacher was livid. But by the way, she was like,
that is tacky.
She was like a middle-aged woman.
You don't do
and we
that.
Were like, yeah. You know, and she was not happy at all.
What
she you could just tell just like that. She just, was in a bad mood after that, like that we hadn't put the thought into it. You know?
Oh, get over
give
yourself.
Me a break.
Yeah, I got when I was in high school, I played the trumpet a lot, and I went to school. I played. I was a music major in college for trumpet, and I would play, especially on the holidays. Brass players are in very high demand, and I did this. I was in this small like brass ensemble that this guy conducted. And we rehearsed for like 2 or 3 months before Christmas and then did a holiday concert. And at the end, and I didn't ask because I don't know why. And I'd been paid for every gig like that I've done. And I was like, we'll get paid. I just didn't ask what it was. And the guy at the end, no joke, handed me a loaf of bread.
Like store-bought? Like,
it was from
homemade.
A bakery. It was
okay.
From a bakery.
All right. Well.
No, what do you mean? I 3 months.
It's no, like, that's not a great gift for that, but I mean, I'd be excited for a fresh loaf of bread.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... It was nice. You're not helping the story very much because wasn't a good gift.
Well, John, every 3 months you got a loaf of bread. That's pretty good.
I just
it's like hostage gift.
I love carbs. And so...
But in lieu of
pay? No, I'm not saying it's a good gift for that circumstance.
I think that's what you're saying. I think you're saying John was fairly compensated for his time and effort.
Yeah.
Was it sliced or did you have to slice it?
It wasn't sliced. It was in the bag.
All my summer jobs in Georgia, I only got paid in a piece of bread. So, you know, by the time you got to 3 months.
I mean, you were on the high hog.
That was a week.
Much.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, rose-colored glasses only get you so far in this fucking life. We're going to go to the internet now, to our Facebook page, where I think we have another suggestion.
Yes, on the... Facebook page.
Jock, what do you have?
Merci. On Facebook and Instagram, we asked, we're doing a hot podcast and comment on your best worst holiday traditions. So we have one from Oli Asgeirsson. Hopefully I'm pronouncing Oli your last name correctly. From Iceland. So here's he has a best and a worst tradition. His best tradition in his family, eating lobster for Christmas Eve instead of traditional heavy meats. Because my sister is very picky on food.
Heavy meats.
That's so eating lobster instead of meats. But the worst is being silent with my family for an hour while we listen to Mass on radio for Christmas Eve. So there's the best lobster.
I wonder if they do that while they eat the lobster.
No?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Oli.
Well, hello, Mrs. Johansson. You're into the butchery to buy some heavy meats for your holiday feast?
Yes, my family would really like to continue our tradition. It's good to see you again, Henry.
It's good to see you as well. I hope your family's good. I have some delicious heavy meats to choose from this year. We've got, of course, the traditional Christmas mutton.
Oh, well, there's a little bit of a change this year, Henry.
A change? But... You always have the heavy, heavy meats.
Well, I like them, of course. As I'm trying to... Doctor says I gotta put on as much weight as possible this year.
Oh, is everything okay?
No.
Okay, but, I won't pry.
No. But we've got some new traditions in the family this year, and I've got to obey them. See, one of our... My new son-in-law is a vegetarian. And he won't be eating any heavy meats.
But, this is such a slap in the face to me as your butcher.
So what do you have to offer me, vegetarian-wise?
Sausages? Is that a vegetable?
No, I'm afraid not.
Fish?
I don't think so.
Bone marrow?
Where's the bone from?
Oh, right. Probably not a vegetable.
Well, do you have anything to offer me, or our Christmas is ruined? And I'm losing weight as we speak. I'm not okay.
Look, I don't have to deal with this a lot, okay? Most vegetarians don't come in here. They recognize that it's insulting to me and my butchery.
But, Henry, it's Christmas. You've got to do something.
Damn it, I don't know. I only know heavy meats. I want to help you, Mrs. Johansson. I really do. But this is a problem I don't know how to solve. You walk through my door like you've been so many times before, and I don't know how to help you. I offer you heavy meats, delicious beefy treats like mutton, lamb, and you. But you say no, not this year. That's not the kind of Christmas cheer my family wants or can afford. Can you give me something? Meat no more.
Well, thanks You've let me down this Christmas Eve. I'll have to spend this Christmas alone now, unless there is something I need.
Excuse me, I gotta get rid of this stuff in my truck. I got too much weight, and I'm totally out of luck. I know this is very strange. This is one of those weird scenes. But can I dump off all of these greens?
Expired romaine. It's expired romaine.
I'm sure it's fine.
This'll help my family stay alive. Expired romaine.
Thanks for mutton.
Expired romaine. It's a Christmas miracle, and I won't go insane from expired romaine.
Thanks for
Thank you, Oli.
Thanks,
we love
Oli.
We love our Iceland friends.
Oli Asgeirsson. I really like the... is it Nordic? And also like Eastern European constructions where the name tells you who the person's father was.
Yeah.
Yes.
So his, someone in his lineage, their father was Askir.
Yes, that's right.
Because I believe Björk's last name is like Goodman's daughter or something like that.
Right.
Her last, it's like Dottir.
Yes, that's a common suffix at the end of it.
And in Russian, it's like Ovich. Petrovich, you're the son of Peter.
Okay.
Speaking of heavy meats, I just want to shout out to the Chuck Norris Cafe in Reykjavik, Iceland, where a burger costs $45.
Wow.
Come on.
It really does.
I didn't go in that one when there. I've been there, as a lot of us. Yeah, once can you have? We love it there.
It's
and they're
awesome.
I mean, just a vacation.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody when I was there. Yeah. They do have a couple of those like American themed. There's that Big Lebowski bar that's there too, right in Reykjavik.
I didn't go there.
Yeah, I did not either. I saw a bunch of amazing things there, but you could definitely tell that was where there are these like it's very big. Like you'll have your bachelor party in Reykjavik now, and people would go there.
Yeah, they've made it very inexpensive to fly there.
Oh, for sure. Wow Airlines.
Yeah,
it's $7 to get there from here.
Uh-uh.
That's a direct quote. No. But they're shockingly cheap.
Yeah, they are.
Although you have to pay for soda on your way there.
Yeah.
We had, my family has oyster casserole on Christmas Eve.
Ooh. Oh.
It's actually really good. We've done it since I was a kid.
It seems very East Coast.
Sort of. Although it came from my mom's side of the family, which is Midwest.
Ooh.
Sorry?
I mean, it seems gross to think of Midwest people eating oyster. Like, it's not like they're, like... You don't.
They aren't fresh. Well,
you're not getting a shit ton of good oysters in the Midwest.
They're from the tins.
These are dry aged.
Yeah.
These are old rancid ones we have found under our
boat. Ashley's favorite food word, rancid. Let's make sure that Nate Starkey listens to this so
I'll,
he can
I'll try to make sure, yeah. My husband does not like when I call food rancid because he
because
I use it too often and too loosely. He's like, rancid means something very specific. You say it about anything.
Right. Like if the bread's like a day past expiration.
I'll still eat it.
Well, I mean, we established how much you love bread.
It's not rancid.
A lot of times in Texas, we would go play football on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so very warm down there.
Our thing was always going to look at lights, specifically in my mother's hometown, Opelika, Alabama. They had really great lights there, but they also had these huge, nativity scene, but it was made out of, I don't know what, wood or something that these people would put up, and they would light it. And then there was a lake in front of it, so you'd have that the image and then the reflection of it. It was really pretty. It was our favorite thing to go to, and then the man that put it up died, and so they stopped doing it.
Oh, no one else knew how to do it?
Well, I guess they did. I don't know. Or they sold the property or something when he died. That was real sad.
Let's go right now to the man who is putting up the new nativity scene. Merry Christmas, everyone! If you're wondering if the nativity scene will continue, it will.
Oh, good. Oh,
wonderful news.
We were very concerned that this tradition would not continue.
I'm about to unveil it right now.
Oh, this is so exciting.
And if you wonder what that smell is, it's Christmas. The new nativity scene, made entirely of rancid food.
I guess this is green. Oh, God, smell.
Jesus is pork. The manger is old greens. Mary. I said Mary. Mary is some sushi. One night in rancid Israel, Jesus was born. He came to Mary and Joseph on that morn. He was, oh, so beautiful in Jerusalem. And if you're wondering what that smell is, it's part of a salami.
Oh, thank you, God, for the Christmas spoils. Thank you, God, for the Christmas spoils. Thank you, God, for all you give for these Christmas spoils.
Three wise men journeyed to see God's daughter or son. When they arrived, they were surprised because they got the runs from eating rancid food. Because in those days it wasn't really stored that well, and it didn't make your tummy feel good.
Thank you, God, for the Christmas spoils.
Thank you, God, for the Christmas spoils.
Thank you for all that you give to us, these Christmas spoils.
Well, my stomach hurts looking at this thing.
Christmas spoils. Thank you, God, for the Christmas spoils. You better wrap your food better in tin foil.
Thank you, God, for this Christmas spoils.
We would like to welcome another very special guest into our Christmas home. This is just a nice big Christmas party. We just invite guests in all the time. We, as you heard, have our music director, Dan Wessels, has been playing with us all evening long. But now we're going to welcome in another musical director who's going to be joining us on the microphone right now, our good friend Zach Marsh.
Yay, Zach!
Hello, hi. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, Zach. Thank you for coming by. Zach is going to join us on the keys in just a moment, but we wanted to talk to Zach first because Zach has a distinct honor that is very... relevant to this time of year.
Yes,
that
very
a lot of
relevant.
Us are extremely eager to ask you about.
Okay.
And it may not only be one instance you can inform us, but you have scored and been a part of Hallmark Channel holiday movies.
Yes, that is right. That is what my mother is most proud of me for.
And so what is the name of the movie that you scored?
The most recent one I just did was called My Christmas Inn, and it starred Tia Mowry of Sister Sister.
Yes.
Tamara did not make it into the film. But the parents...
Was she filmed and then they cut her?
No. She just didn't get asked.
Are these
the
twins?
Were there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tia and Tamara.
Sister Sister.
I never knew how much I missed you.
Oh.
Sorry.
No.
I'm not singing on this.
Okay, she was in it, and then that one just came out. It's out now?
It is out, yes.
Okay.
It premiered, and then we did another one that was called Jingle Bell, which also recently premiered.
B-E-L-L-E?
Yes, how did you know?
Because it wouldn't make sense to just have a single jingle bell, unless it was a lady.
I think it was one of those movies where, like, they came up with Jingle Bell, and then they wrote the rest of the story, because it's like this girl named Belle who writes jingles, so it's like a...
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll admit something, I've never seen a Hallmark holiday movie.
Wow.
I have no interest in them.
Well, where would you see? Are they on? Where would you see them on the Hallmark Channel? I don't even have that. Do I?
I don't know. Do you have basic cable?
I don't even think I have that. I don't have TV. Oh. I have a.
Well, then no, you don't have it.
I have a Roku.
Well, probably can get. That was Chris's sure there's way like an app
saying he doesn't have a TV
on the Roku of Hallmark Channel or something.
I mean, I cut the cord a little while ago.
I've been into long walks.
We get free cable at where I live.
Nice.
I read Proust, and the TV's in my mind.
Ugh.
But so, Zach, for scoring a Hallmark Channel holiday movie, do they give you the script, or do you see the finished movie without a score? What's the process?
We see the finished film with a temp score, and then they'll say, do something similar, or we don't like it, do something totally different than a temp.
Here's an example of what not to
do. Yeah. Which is funny, because sometimes I've also done the temp score, like a few weeks before they cut, like they do the locked cut. I've also like cut in temp score music for them. So then when I go back to score, they'll be like, yeah, don't do what you did here. You know.
Oh,
don't do
my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to watch one because I want to see
work. I'm sure we can buy these soundtracks as well on Spotify or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm going to watch the movie because I want to see the music as it was intended.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, it's sort of lost without the dialogue that really drives it home.
And it's just Zach just being on it, just being like, this is a girl. She likes to write songs.
It is a score that does not have words. It's just like...
It's all vocal.
I'm just saying that I don't think Zach knows what score either. I'm sure it's just an iPhone recording of him just being like...
Just a bunch of voice memos to
look
himself.
At this lady. She likes to write... We have a part in writing her jingles?
I wish. No. That was a different team.
Ah.
But she did sing them. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Who's the lead of that one?
Tia.
Tatia. No,
oh,
that
that's
one.
A different one.
Jingle Bell was Tatiana Ali, who I think... has much more range.
Oh.
Hello, shade.
That was a hot take right there.
Yeah.
Wow, some Christmas shade. Hallmark holiday.
Okay, so actually, I'll tell you. Actually, no, I can't say this. Never mind.
You can't?
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you later.
We got some shade at least.
Yeah.
is there any other like funny story or like from working on it? Like, did you ever go to the set of any of these movies?
No, they do film them in Utah and they film them in the summer, and so it's like 100 degrees out, but everybody's in coats.
Yeah,
so that's one thing. I'll just say like there wasn't too much chemistry between the two main characters in one of these films, and so they told us like really amp up the love through the music.
Oh,
and so we really had to like bring the romance. Cause
now I can't wait to watch.
There was.
But what if you watched the wrong one?
Then I'll watch the other one.
And then one of them has more chemistry than the other.
Oh,
Zach,
my God.
It's just Zach Miller. These two people.
That's
really
not a score.
That's not what scoring is.
They really like each other.
You guys don't know. He's capturing it perfectly.
Zach, we were going to do another Christmas or holiday song. And the idea that I had was, I was wondering, could you go on the keys and play us maybe a little like one of the themes of one of these scores? You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can.
Like
yeah.
a little snippet. I'd love to just be inspired, you know.
Yeah, you're already doing it without hearing the music. Yeah.
Well, so we'll be inspired. You can start with something.
Yeah, we don't have to stick to it.
And then we'll be inspired, and then we'll create a song off that?
Yeah.
Copyright, I mean.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we can't do it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah.
All right. This is Zach Marsh. Thank you so much. He's going over the keys right now, so we're going to fill for a moment. That's so exciting. These movies are so popular, though.
They're insanely popular.
I didn't know that this was even a thing.
Oh, have them every day of the year.
It made
Wait,
Nate's
every what? Day of the month, I'm sorry.
No, but they start really early. Like, I think they start before
And do they repeat them next year, too, or do they make a whole new batch?
They make a
new batch.
I think there's some that are, like, evergreen. You know, they come up every year. And some are new. It's so hard to write ad copy to a hummable tune. I am so lonely.
supposed to be in love with you. Oh boy, can you see? We have got such good chemistry.
Oh look, look at you. Really, I look right through you, because I'm imagining who I wish you would be, since we have no chemistry.
Well, maybe the music can save us. That's what I'm thinking of. The music can give us a simulation, like the two of us are in love. Oh, look, look at you.
Look at you.
Your face is so pretty.
Yours is fine.
I don't know why when I'm with you, inside I kind of feel shitty.
Give me more wine and I'll look at you. Songs for commercials. I guess that's an interesting thing. And now the two of us must sing without chemistry.
Without chemistry.
How can we sing without chemistry?
Hi, I'm Tamara Mowry. Where do you need me? Wonderful. That was, again, inspired by Zach Marsh and his work on the Hallmark Channel movie
Jingle Bell.
I did ask Zach to give us a little inspiration from the score to his movie, but it was improvised.
It was.
And also,
yeah.
The part where I sing things that sound like Billy Joel are not planned.
That's just Chris being a big asshole.
Yeah. That's me just being like, oh, that score you wrote? You ripped that off from Billy Joel.
Oh, wait a second. Do I hear a new holiday visitor coming?
There's someone at the frosted window.
Oh, well, who is it?
It's a woman. Let her in.
It's a woman.
It's our good friend, Lauren Adams.
Ooh, hi, guys. Burr. It's cold out there Los Angeles.
So cold in Los Angeles these days.
High 50s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know her from Baby Wants Candy, from Unbreakable Kimmy.
Unbakeable.
And this holiday season, I am unbakeable. So that's true.
Oh, but we're glad to have you here, Lauren. Thank you for coming by to our holiday party.
I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. On my way in, Ashley, I heard you and Chris have never seen Hallmark movies, and that's wild to me.
Yeah, so pitch me. Like, why should I watch this?
I mean, the plots are all similar. Like, I feel like it's on purpose. Like, they expect a woman or a gentleman, but I think mostly woman,
right,
to be baking in her house all day, cleaning in her house, doing whatever she's doing in her house. And
Neither of those things are things I ever do.
But it's fine. But or what are you doing in your house? Surfing the net. Great.
Crossword puzzle.
Doing a crossword puzzle, going in and out, and you can just like watch 10 movies without realizing that you didn't watch 10 movies.
Oh.
It's like they all have the same sort of beats and characters and sometimes people. Like Vivica A. Fox is oftentimes in a lot of them. Like, is A Christmas Cruise a Hallmark movie? I think A Christmas Cruise is. And Vivica A. Fox kept going like, I'm a child of the 90s. And I was like, Vivica, how old do you think you are?
What was the Kurt Russell one?
Christmas Chronicles.
Oh,
where he's like Santa. Hot Santa.
He's a really hot Santa. I saw a billboard for that and was like,
but should we think,
erotic.
Should we want to fuck Santa?
Why shouldn't you?
Okay, ladies.
What greater gift
ladies,
could you
lean
get
back.
Than Santa going down
Why?
Your chimney?
Wouldn't you?
He's 900 years old.
I feel like that movie.
Age ain't nothing but a number, John.
Exactly, thank you. He's experienced.
Well, plus,
right.
You're presuming that until then we hadn't wanted to fuck Santa.
Well,
which some of us definitely
that's ages.
Okay, no, I agree that he definitely fits a type in the gay community more.
I think yes. Christmas Chronicles is for gay men. I feel like it's like, oh, let's put Santa in a tight ass suit, and it's. I feel like
I've
it's
never
for gay
been
men.
Attracted to Santa until Kurt the Russell. One with Kurt Russell yeah. as Santa.
Not Tim even, Allen's
not
offended.
Even, not even Billy Bob.
Oh yeah, what about Billy Bob?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
No, he looks like he would smell like pickle juice or urine.
And
no thank you.
And urine.
Do we have another suggestion for something to inspire us?
Yeah, so we asked for the best or worst holiday or Christmas tradition, and Lloydie James Lloyd from the UK writes, his best tradition, booze with opening presents at 11 a.m. The worst is arguing over how much brandy goes on the Christmas pudding every single year.
That's a British problem.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Lloydie.
Thank you, Lloydie of London.
How much are you putting on there? How much?
What are you saying?
I said, how much brandy are you putting on that pudding?
I'll put as much on as I need to put on, okay? It's 9 a.m. I'm cracking my first one.
Well, of course. It's morning Christmas drink opening and pudding making.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have a little bit extra, okay? It's Christmas.
All right, but just last year you put too much booze on the pudding.
Oh, really? Do you think it was too much, or do you think we had just about a right amount of time?
I think it was too much. Nobody likes a soggy pudding.
Well, because it's Christmas and we all saw the North Star, I could have one extra BBR. And maybe because it's Christmas morning, if I want a present, then I'm gonna give it. And I'm gonna crack another bottle open, a 12-year-old Glenlivet.
Watch it!
Nobody likes a soggy pudding.
I know.
Nobody likes a soggy cake.
Well, nobody likes
a soggy pudding.
I know.
So watch yourself and don't make me upset. Right now, because I'm really mad at you. I'm serious.
Well, sweetie, come here. Don't be afraid. It's really okay.
Your breath smells weird.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Have a nip of whiskey, because that's what Daddy says.
She's six.
It's all fine. Christmas, you can let loose. And maybe like Daddy, you'll smell like urine and pickle juice. Nobody likes a soggy pudding.
I think I'm drunk now.
Nobody likes a soggy cake. Nobody likes a soggy pudding.
So this Christmas, watch out how much you make.
Thank you so much for that great suggestion.
Woo!
We love it. And thank you so much to Zach for playing on that.
Yeah.
We love having Zach here. another one of our special Christmas guests. We're going to go and get another suggestion right away because we're in the spirit. The spirit's moved us.
Yeah, let's hear what we got.
Steine from Iceland writes, I gave my stepfather a can opener.
We don't know if it's worst or best.
Doesn't say.
Steine. Classic Steine.
Perfect.
She gave her stepfather?
Stepfather a can opener.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to eat, but I say tisk, tisk, tisk. I have no way to open this can of lutefisk. I'd like to eat this food, it's Christmas time. I wish that I could eat this lutefisk sublime, but I can't, because I can't. I can't, because I can't open this can. Won't anyone help me?
Oh, stepdad, let me give you a hand. Maybe this will help you open up the can.
Ooh.
I know our relationship has sometimes been whack, but use this, maybe it'll give it a crack.
Now I can. Now I can. I can a new start. Stepdaughter, you've opened not this can, but my heart.
That was great.
Aww.
That was sweet.
Aww.
Sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet lutefisk.
Sweet Icelandic Christmas. That could be a traditional Icelandic Christmas song, and I would buy it.
Yeah. It might be, yeah. Because they are very socially farther along than us.
Yeah.
In the sense of the way their families' units are and things like that.
Yes.
I was going to say, also, I think all of Iceland is all of the electricity is geothermic.
Yeah.
Like they're just ahead of us in many.
Take a hot bath, the hot water's free. Like,
yeah,
go for it.
But also I think marriage is really on the decline there. Like they're much more sort of we don't need that anymore. Mm-hmm. Why would we do it?
Oh, cool.
Like they're really kind of changing.
Their music doesn't have lyrics. Doesn't need lyrics.
It's they're post lyric.
It's atmospheric, just yeah. noodling around.
And their street hot dogs.
Their
are
music
very good?
Is the Aurora Borealis of music. It's just sort of smeary and beautiful.
Smeary.
I mean, Sigur Rós is pretty smeary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
good times.
We're gonna grab another suggestion.
Yes, and a quick Wikipedia spell check on that last one. I did a check. They actually don't eat lutefisk in Iceland. That's Sweden. I did think it was, but I was remembering.
It's the fermented shark.
Fermented shark, yeah. You're right.
What's that called?
Another pleasant reminder that this is all improvised.
So I'll ask you guys. Do you want to, we could do, I could give you multiple suggestions, and you guys could do a trio or a quartet, each something, or I could give you just one or two.
Let's do a quartet.
Okay,
I love a quartet.
I'm going to choose some multiple suggestions. Okay, so El Delilah from the UK writes, this sounds probably like the worst gift she's gotten, a dress I had let her borrow the previous year.
Oh, bad.
Okay, that's number one. Okay,
if she wanted the dress back, then it's a good gift.
Yes, that's very true. Amy Jacob from the Bay Area writes, worst, a flask disguised as a tampon. That's the second one. Also a second one from Amy, a colander. So right now we've got a colander.
Tampon flask.
We got a tampon flask and then a dress that we let her borrow the last year. And then we'll take a Christmas tradition, which would be guys getting their buzz on way too early, annoying everyone the hell out of everybody at 4 p.m.
Mm. Okay.
Actually, we just did a drinking one. Is that
no,
okay?
We got it.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. So again, it's drinking by 4 o'clock.
Drunk by 4 o'clock.
Colander.
Colander. Task that looks like flask that looks like a tampon, and a dress that you borrowed last year.
White elephant, here, everyone, pass your gifts around.
Yes, I'm so excited.
This is fun. Okay, everyone, open on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa.
Well, I'm straining to find the fun of this colander. I'm straining to find any fun to get out of this colander. It is technically a Christmas gift for sure, but I'm straining to find any fun out of this colander. Special guests that we had on today, and we want to thank Dan Wessels as always on the keys.
And thank you for all your wonderful suggestions. They were very fun.
Speaking of suggestions, we want to thank people who rate and review us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. People who give us 5-star reviews, that's even better. People like Bingo1199, he gave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much. You're getting a shout out here on the show. How about that? If you do that, you might get the same. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you in the new year. I'm John Hartman.
I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Ashley Ward.
Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.